Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Where the hell is your get ready with me?
I knew you. Do you know what? When I saw the prep,
bloody hell,
when I saw the prep,
outrageous,
and I saw, and Patty has a question for Ange. I thought, do you know what? I already know what that question's going to be. And I can only apologise for my lack of GRWM.
Where is it?
Well, I was going to do it yesterday because I was thinking, right, you know, should have a fairly good day because it's, you know, Mothering Sunday. Shouldn't have to do too much. But you know what? Those days, you always think it's going to be that, and it never is. So basically, the slot I had allocated, I didn't then do. Then I was like, I'll do it today. Then today I've been running around like a bloody blue-ass bloody fly. So
it's just not good enough.
Right. Well, I'm gonna put
the
it out
shit
there
that
now.
I got for the no polls. The shit I got for the no polls. You were like, yeah, well, the thing is, Patty, I'm the one that's just covering everything at the moment. Everything. I'm just covering all things. I'm covering content.
Well.
And now, alas, here we are. You've done one thing, which is go to Tesco in your pajamas and you think you're fucking God.
Okay, right. I'm going to say now, okay? Tomorrow I'm in London, so I can't do it tomorrow. London. I am going to put it out there now.
I don't think Wednesday morning.
I can't do it Wednesday because I've got to go to another office on Wednesday. So I'm going to say...
Oh, for God's sake!
I'm going to say Thursday.
Thursday morning, 2025.
Thursday morning... Well, not even morning. I'm not putting a timer. I'm saying Thursday, right. I will do the GRWMs.
Are you putting it off because you don't really want to do it?
Yes.
And you just got to eat the frog, man. You just got to eat the frog.
But you know what it is as well? I just think it's going to be so shit.
Yeah, but it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny.
It might not even be funny. It might be just shit and shit.
Yeah, but shit / funny.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just going to have to wait for Thursday and see what the general consensus is of my GRWM. What was your week like? Anyway, Pats, what were you up to at last week?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. You know, nothing major, nothing just, you know,
rocking, rolling, whatnot.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. Yeah. Here we are in the saddle yet again with finding the funny.
Rocking, rolling, whatnot. Saw this thing where it says,
yeah,
in every partnership there is a person who stacks the dishwasher like a Scandinavian architect and a person who stacks the dishwasher like a raccoon on meth. I think you are probably like a raccoon on meth.
Aren't no
you?
Actually,
really, you're quite,
yeah, I'm pretty
architectural.
Matthew's a bit more like a raccoon on meth.
Really? See, I'd have thought it would have been the other way around.
Sometimes you can open the dishwasher where Matthew's stacked it and there's a bowl upside down just full of water.
Yeah, but sometimes that's not the stacker's fault. That's the dishwasher's fault for flipping it.
I blame the stacker.
I mean, I am definitely Scandinavian architect.
So's Joel.
Oh,
your Joel.
My gosh. Joel is... He really is Scandinavian architect.
Joel's actually got dishwasher problems.
I actually love it. I love the fact that he's that particular about how he stacks the dishwasher.
I think he's got dishwasher problems.
No, I'm with him. I'm with him. Margaret, raccoon on
meth. Oh, we've said
meth.
That before. She's worse than a raccoon on meth. She's just on meth constantly.
She's not even an animal.
No, she's just rocking around. She's wearing it on her. She's wearing the dishwasher stuff on her head.
She's just like so... I just sometimes open the drawer and think, why have you done that?
I saw a funny thing on Depop Drama this week.
Mm.
The top message says, hi, I'll take them for £250 plus shipping. I'm ready with payment. And the person, the seller replied, only thing you're taking is the piss, mate. Have a good one. Obviously felt like it was worth more than 250 quid that this buyer was offering. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money, 250 quid.
Well, the seller thought he was the only thing he's taking is taking the piss. The other one that I saw, which is really funny, this girl sold a top.
Mm.
And the person says, I've just paid, thank you. And the seller says, thanks, hun. Gonna miss this top. There's a lot of history behind it. I wore it on my first date with my ex when we first got with each other, and then I went traveling to Southeast Asia. I wore it at the full moon party and my mate was sick on it. Obviously I have washed it. Funnily enough, I wore it at my sister's wedding after party too. Don't let the story end there, please. I hope you enjoy the top.
Oh my gosh. That'd be my exit out. I'm not having that t-shirt, knowing where it's been and what's been on it and where you've done things in it.
It's the fact that she says, I'm going to miss this top. There's a lot of history behind it.
why not just keep the top then? She must be really strapped for cash.
Maybe the old Cozzy Lives is getting to her.
Cozzy is the Cozzy Lives, isn't it?
Maybe it's the Cozzy Lives.
Yeah.
We had a shitting tits in from a listener, didn't we, this week?
We did. A very good one that came in from Forever Intrigued 33.
Oh, great name.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Forever Intrigued
33. And she said, shit bin bags, heavy duty, my arse. That is right in tits, that.
Right, so you don't know they're not heavy duty until you've piled the bin full.
And you've squashed it down several times.
Yeah, so you're like, I don't want to empty the bin yet. I'm going to squash that down a bit more. Oh, I'll leave that. Matthew will come out and put something in it. He'll have to take it out.
Yeah.
And then you go to pull it out of the tube and it rips on you.
Yeah.
And you're like...
These were heavy duty.
What?
I should have been able to put my arse in that bag. And it won't fall apart.
Yeah.
And it's falling apart.
This should not have ripped with the few little bit of cans and cat food and, you know,
don't you
whatever else. I knew you were going to say that as soon as I said cans. Greta Thunberg, if you're listening. No, I do. I was just looking at things on my desk and there's a can of 7 Up 3.
Sure, Pats. Yeah, whatever you say, Pats.
Bits of like, oh God, what can you put in your eggshells? Can you put eggshells in your...
Do you not have a food bin?
They go in the food bin.
Yes, your eggshells can go in your food bin.
Okay, I mean, bloody hell, what do you put in your general waste these days? Fucking hell, I've run out of things.
Well, I suppose it would be like...
food's in your food waste. Hang on, this is annoying now. What do you actually put in your general waste bin?
It would be... crisp packets. I mean, they're quite light.
Yeah, why is a bin bag ripping under the weight of 1,000 crisp packets?
What else do you put in it? I mean, I have 2 bins full every week.
What are we putting in general waste? Guys, I'm going to do a call to action. If anyone can help us, can you message us the type of things that you would put in your general waste bin?
I'm really confused now. It's really confused me, that.
What about like old plug sockets and stuff?
Well, you shouldn't put them in your general waste. You should be taking them down to your local tip.
Right, so then, why does my my general waste bin get full of shit then?
Well, yours gets full of shit because you don't recycle.
I do. We've got a double bin. I've got a recycling side and a general waste side.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
So I don't know how our recycling side gets full relatively quickly, and we don't put a bin bag in that one because it's dry mixed recycling for us. So we just take out the tube and tip that in our dry mixed recycling, put it back in.
Do you know what? I wonder how enthralling this is to listen to.
And probably not very. That's why we get about 10 listeners. That's why nobody signed us up for any work ever, because they listen and they're like, oh, they're funny 8% of the time.
They're funny apart from when they're talking about what goes in their general waste and how they recycle.
No, I think there's more times that we're not funny than just this conversation here. I mean, you're being overambitious there.
It is confusing though, now that is, yeah. Isn't it?
What do you put in, so let's do a call to action. Why are general waste bins getting so full with bin bags that aren't heavy duty that rip under crisp packets?
Under no pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any bin bag manufacturers that are putting the words heavy duty
are lying.
They're lying.
They're lying.
It's basically their way of going, chuck heavy duty on there because people want the heavy duty ones even though they're thin as shit.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me?
What?
When
what?
You when I lift it out of my like internal bin tube and it doesn't rip but the handles come off. And then you have to like scoop your hand down the and try and get a tiny little bit of bag that's covered in shit. And you have to try and like scoop it because you're like, I've got two handles in my hand now and the rest of the bag is in the bin.
Yeah. Also, when you're pulling it out of your internal tube and you can feel it starting to go. You're pulling. Yeah. Shit, it's starting to rip. I'm going to have to go careful now. Joel, get here. You're going to have to help me with this bin bag now because it's going to rip and shit's going to go everywhere in a minute. And then before you can get to it, you're gone. It's done. You're through. Shit's everywhere.
Everywhere. That it's like, it reminds me of that bit in the Peter Kay in his stand-up where he talks about dunking rich tea biscuits and how they just disintegrate. And he says, hobnobs, dunk me again. They are like the hard, heavy duty of the biscuit world. Dunk me again. He said, it's like that, isn't it?
They need
basically.
They need to start making bin bags out of hobnobs.
Yeah.
Then we'd be fine.
Absolutely fine.
There'd be no shit anywhere.
Time, when mum came, when we used to live in our flat, mum came to clean our house.
Yeah.
She'd bagged up some cat litter.
Yeah.
And what she hadn't realised is that there was a tiny little hole.
Oh no.
Like, and we parked our car across the road from our flat. There was this trail of cat litter. That basically went from the car park all the way down the street, across the road, up the stairs to our flat, up the second flight of stairs, up the internal stairs, and then like across our living room.
How did she not know that it was coming out of the bag?
Marks isn't paying attention to
Marks
stuff
like
that.
Marks is a raccoon on meth.
Yeah. She's just dicking around doing what she wants. Yeah, there was this like singular trail of cat litter all the way to the car park.
Oh no.
And we got home and we were like, oh, Marks must have had a problem with one of the bags.
But Marks thought it was heavy duty and it wasn't.
It wasn't, yeah.
Forever Intrigued 33. Great, great tits. Many thanks.
Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary.
This one is actually, I think, going to be quite easy because it's kind of in the name. But I just liked it and I thought this is something we are both very much going to be able to relate to.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Laugh farter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're laughing so hard that you can't help but get rid of gaseous.
So it says, when a person laughs so hard they fart simultaneously and or a person notorious for doing so.
Yeah.
Bro one. Farts noisily. Bro oh two. God. Dude, did you just do some laugh fodder? Bro one. Yeah. Bro two. Again, seriously.
Wow, what was that American accent? We have quite a lot of people that listen in America, so apologies.
Yeah, I think they'll love that.
For what actually. Andrew's just, for how Andrew's just massacred your accent.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, laugh up. Now, they're funny, aren't they? When you crack someone up so much.
You can't and control your bottom.
Do you know what? Do you know what's funniest, though, is when... Because if you do it when you're, you know, if you and I do it when we're around each other, that'll just crack us up even more. But when you do it when you're with people and you're like, oh, God, oh, no. They, and you sort of don't know whether to say, if it's not quite loud enough, you're sort of left going, do I acknowledge it? Do I leave it? I've just done a fart while I'm laughing. What? And you're sort of, you're like, oh, God, what if it smells? It sort of throws you right into a quandary, doesn't it?
A quandary?
A quandary.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Margs again.
Margs. I mean, Margs is getting a battering this week. Fucking hell. Margs, if you're listening, we do love you and happy Mother's Day for yesterday.
Well, and actually, the joy Margaret brings.
Oh, it's.
With her shit dishwasher stacking and her ability to absolutely rip out farts when she's laughing too much. It's just hilarious.
I will never forget the time her brother was over from Australia and James had come over on his moped. This is when James wrote, can you believe James used to ride a moped? That in itself is hilarious. And he had come over, he'd been at his girlfriend's at the time, and he'd come over to see Uncle Merv, and we were all stood on the driveway, and James was being stupid and cracking everyone up. And Mum's laughing so hard, she starts farting. Now, nobody else could really hear it, but I was stood next to her. And just slowly, as the conversation's going on, Mum just starts backing away. Slowly taking steps, retreating back to the back door, constantly, with every step she takes, farting. And I went in afterwards and I was like, are you all right? She was like, I just couldn't stop. So he was just being so silly out there. It was making me, I just couldn't stop farting. I didn't know what to do. Our uncle from Australia and his wife just stood there, none the wiser.
None the wiser.
Just letting rip. None. Yeah.
I mean, and Margs really does rip.
Well, do you want to know what happened to me today?
Oh, gosh. What happened?
Right, so I'm on this Teams call. Yeah. And people are chatting, and I thought I was muted. So I start to feel this burp arise in my chest. And I'm like, it's fine, I'm muted. Look up, and it's like everything goes slow motion as I see that my mic is actually doesn't have a cross through it.
Oh,
so I like
no.
grab my mouse, and I'm like frantically, all the while, trying to make out I'm listening to this really important meeting, thinking I've got to hold this burp down because this is going to be massive. Like, I'm just talking like a little hiccup or like, oh, sorry, excuse me. This is, I've just
You're
going to
blow. You're going to blow.
7 Up 3. I'd just taken a big swig. I was like, this is it. This is, so I'm like scrabbling around. I literally click the cross and this burp just
like, oh my gosh,
I mean, if Pat. I had been 2 seconds longer trying to,
they'd have
everyone
heard it.
On this meeting would have heard.
The panic.
I started to feel myself going hot. I was like, I'm not gonna get it up there quick enough. I'm not gonna get the mic off. And then finally
you managed to get it off.
11th hour, and I just let this burp. I put my hand over my mouth so nobody knew, but I just let this burp. I was really trying not to crack up.
Do you know what I just like, noticed recently, right?
What?
That there's, I don't think this person listens, but there's...
Right. Okay, well, we'll soon find out.
Yeah, there's someone that you know, I work with.
Right.
And I've noticed on every single Zoom call that I've had with her, that has been like, you know, a little team of people, so it's not just being her and I.
Yeah.
She yawns all the time.
Oh, God, really?
And
you've
I don't
try and hold a yawn.
Exactly. And it's not, she doesn't even cover her mouth. It's like,
she's just brazenly.
Yeah, literally like a lion. like that, full in your face, you are boring the tits off me. That's what. Honestly, because the first time she did it, I thought, oh, maybe she's, I know she has got like a little boy, so oh, maybe she's beat, you know, she's had a bit of a bad night or whatever, and yeah, she's just really tired.
Yeah.
But it's happened now, I think, I'd say at least half a dozen times. And it just, she is just brazen.
That is brazen.
That is. Because you just think, you know, all right, this is a shit meeting. No one wants to be here.
All right, Linda, this is boring. You're right.
But you, you know, you can and you should hide that.
Just quickly going back to the whole muted thing.
Yeah.
Don't you find it hilarious when somebody's talking and muted, right? Everybody is sat there thinking she's muted. She's muted. No one's there. And then someone just goes, Jerry, you're muted. And then their face, oh, they like roll their eyes. And then they click on it and you cannot help yourself. Somebody will say, you'd have thought after all this time, I'd have got used to it, wouldn't you? But no, sorry about that. I love the social awkwardness of when somebody's muted and hasn't realised.
Yeah, I love
who's
going to
tell them? Who's going to tell them?
Yeah, let's just let them carry on just a bit longer.
And nobody just goes, you're on mute. People are like, oh, I think you might be muted. Of course they're bloody muted. You can see the line through their mic. You can't hear them talking. But like the social etiquette of virtual meetings. Oh, Jerry, I think you might be on mute there.
That's reminded me about something that happened last week, right? So I was just at home and the doorbell rang. Right. I opened the door and there was this man there that didn't know. And he said, oh,
oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
I've got to pull myself together. Right, yeah, he said, a John and Yvonne in.
What?
And I went, no, I don't think they're here.
What?
And then I went, no, they don't live here because this is my house. Who are you trying to find? John and Yvonne. Well, they... But for a moment, I had to think, are John and Yvonne here? I don't even know who they are.
John and Yvonne here? I don't think so. Give me a minute. John, Yvonne, no, I don't.
I don't know unless they're hiding.
That's right.
Because I didn't even realise I said it until after I shut the door and Nels went, Mum, why did you say, no, I don't think they're here? I didn't even realise I said that. And then that cracked me up because then I sort of thought, I could have said, no, I don't think so. Hang on a minute. Oh, they are. They're hiding in the cupboard. Here's
John. They come.
Come on.
They've been on a Zoom call on mute. I didn't realise they were here.
Oh, oh my god.
Okay, very right. Funny. Well, I had something the other week that said they're heavily into being on tenterhooks to hear about how dilemmas turn out.
Yes.
Somebody messaged us that they're heavily into wanting to know that they get very invested. So we have a revisit of a dilemma, don't we?
Yes. I honestly couldn't believe it. Could not Jeffing believe it. So we'll do a little bit of a refresh, a bit of a cast your minds back. So we had a dilemma come in, and we obviously keep all our dilemmas anonymous, but it came. This came in, it was around last August, so we're quite a while back now. And basically her dilemma was, I'll give you a bit of a rough overview, I won't read the whole thing, that basically she was in one of the horrible situations where they just didn't know what to do. Her husband, who is the sole breadwinner at the time, has been made redundant from his role of 21 years at a big consultancy. And they were basically just trying to figure out what they should do with this payout that would keep them going for roughly a year with mortgage and all the rest of it. But her dilemma was that they were thinking of, should they be sensible with that money Yeah. Or should they just blow it, or not the whole lot, but a good chunk of it, on like a holiday of a lifetime, go to Bali, have a really long holiday,
yeah,
spend some time together, because yeah, they may never get that opportunity again.
Exactly.
So that was her sort of dilemma. What should yeah, she do? What would we do if we were in that situation?
Yeah.
Anyway, this particular person got in touch and she says, we are in fact off to Bali.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, they are going. They decided to book the flights, be wild, be crazy. And he then found out, her partner then found out that he has also, so they booked this wild holiday going to Bali.
Yeah.
And then he also found out that he has already got a new job. Talk about landing on our feet. So we are drifting off next week for a whole month, a trip of a lifetime as a family together to relax and enjoy and hopefully lock phones away and be as present as possible. So while it was stressful and reckless, I am so glad we booked it. Grateful as ever for you two Patties bringing all the joy and advice. And you know what? I might just send you a pic from holiday. Sending much love. So I basically said, you've got to send us a picture.
You've got to send us a picture.
I mean, wow. I wanted to reply, okay, thanks, but I didn't really want to know that. Now piss off, you cow.
Yeah, but that's obviously,
but I didn't put that.
We don't talk about
honesty. No, we
like
don't.
That.
No, we absolutely celebrate. Not. Yes, we. Yes, I was not jealous in the slightest.
No,
not at all. Not at all.
Envious. You were envious.
Envious. Slightly envious.
Because do you know the difference between envy and jealousy?
Is envious because someone is doing or got something that you would really like to have, or is that jealousy?
So the difference is, if you're envious of somebody,
yes,
I don't want to stop her going. I'm envious that she's
yes,
doing it, and I want her to go and
to
enjoy
go and
it.
Enjoy
if I was jealous,
right,
I'd be saying, I'm jealous of that. I don't want her to go. I don't want her to have it.
Right.
I can't have it,
she can't have it.
Yes. Whereas right, being envious is, oh, that cake that you're eating looks amazing. Mm. Enjoy it. But I'm envious because I want
yeah,
it to.
Because actually I want to eat it.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Little English lesson for us there as well.
An English
perhaps.
Lesson between envy and jealousy. Now wait for all the English teachers to write and go,
actually you're
just so you know, you got that wrong. Well, that's amazing. Thank you. And look, if you've ever sent us a dilemma,
yeah,
do you know the one I think about a lot? The one that was the best friend, the girl with the best friend that she both thought they had feelings
yes,
for.
Yes. Yeah.
I think about that one a lot, and I would yeah, love to know the outcome.
What happened?
Of whether she told him and how it went down.
Yeah.
But
yeah, honestly, if you've ever sent us a dilemma and asked for some advice,
and you would want to give us an
yeah,
update.
We'd love to know kind of, yeah, what happened or what decision you came to.
Yeah.
So yeah, always, always get in touch. As always, there are plenty of ways you can get in touch with us.
Yeah, you can find both Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But there we go. Another episode in the bag.
Bosh.
Done.
In the bag.
Finished.
In the
Finito.
Can. Finito.
And Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.